What's happening in Ukraine right now has a different texture than the Iran conflict. It's a war entering what feels like a slow-motion negotiation phase, with both sides testing each other's limits simultaneously on the battlefield and at the diplomatic table. Zelensky outlined a ceasefire framework this week, and the core problem is immediately apparent. Russia's opening position is that Ukraine must withdraw from the Donbas entirely. That's not a negotiating position, that's a demand for territorial surrender of land Ukraine currently controls. Zelensky's response has been to reveal a separate military operation targeting Russian missile launchers near Ukraine's borders, which is the clearest possible signal that Kyiv isn't negotiating from weakness.
The Ukraine-Russia dynamic, right now, is genuinely layered. Putin made a public admission that Ukrainian strikes have created unresolved fuel problems across Russia, and the word unresolved is doing a lot of work there. When Putin admits something isn't fixed, you can assume the actual situation is worse than the admission. Ukraine has been systematically targeting Russian energy infrastructure and fuel depots for months, and it's now forcing Moscow to make hard choices about fuel allocation between civilian and military needs. Ukraine also claimed drone strikes on Russian jets at the Krasnodar airfield this weekend, which if confirmed represents a strike well inside Russian territory.
And Zelensky is warning that Russia is planning a 300,000 troop draft after September's elections. Russia tests readiness for new mobilization nationwide was confirmed this week. That's a number that dwarfs Ukraine's available defensive resources on its own. The $27 billion defense shortfall that Zelensky revealed publicly is connected directly to this threat. Ukraine is essentially saying, "We see what's coming, we don't have the money to meet it," and the fired defense minister is now publicly saying Zelensky needs to answer corruption questions, which is a damaging internal squabble at the worst possible time.
The Starlink alternative story is worth paying attention to for reasons beyond Ukraine's immediate situation. Zelensky confirmed Ukraine is testing a European-developed alternative to Starlink for satellite connectivity. This has been coming for over a year. The dependency on a single commercial provider controlled by Elon Musk created both strategic vulnerability and political awkwardness. The European alternative isn't operational yet, but the testing phase represents a genuine diversification effort. The technology and geopolitics of satellite communications are increasingly inseparable from military planning, which is something Sarah Chen will keep coming back to when we talk about what's happening in space later in the episode.
Russia's strategy against European defense manufacturing also deserves more attention than it's getting. NATO this week confirmed that Western intelligence sources believe the Kremlin is using criminal proxy networks, essentially hired gangs, to sabotage defense manufacturers supplying Ukraine across Europe. The explicit goal is to stay below the threshold that would trigger Article 5 collective defense obligations, while still degrading the industrial capacity that feeds Ukraine's military. It's a deliberate calibration, cause enough damage to slow weapons production, but not enough to force a formal NATO military response. That's a sophisticated strategic calculation, and it's working to some degree.
What we're watching in Ukraine is a conflict that's simultaneously negotiating and escalating, and those two tracks aren't contradictory, they are the same track. Both sides are trying to improve their position before any eventual settlement. Russia wants the Donbas codified as Russian territory. Ukraine wants Russian forces off Ukrainian soil. And right now, neither side is close enough to its objectives to accept compromise. The next 60 days, with Russia's post-election mobilization and Ukraine's European connectivity tests, will tell us whether the operational tempo is about to shift significantly.